It could take months to assess Omicron's impact on the province's plan to ease COVID-19 restrictions, Ontario's health minister said Monday, as officials investigated a large potential cluster of the new variant. The Middlesex London Health Unit announced it is investigating a cluster of at least 30 COVID-19 cases with a strong probability of Omicron being involved. Health Minister Christine Elliott was asked Monday about the province's plan to loosen rules on vaccine certificates in some settings as early as January 17, in light of a recent surge in cases and the emergence of the potentially dangerous new variant. Speaking during question period, Elliott said the province has always said it would adjust its plan if the situation called for it. We're planning to start lifting things, but if this Omicron variant circulates widely, and if it's as virulent as it has been in other jurisdictions, we are going to need to take a look at that, she said. But right now, we don't have the pertinent information that we need in order to make a decision. I anticipate that will become evident over the next several months as we see what happens in South Africa and other jurisdictions. In the London area, the health unit said the number of high-risk close contacts of the suspected Omicron cluster is expected to surpass 100. Health officials said they learned Sunday evening of two COVID-19 cases that had screened positive for a gene that is a marker for the variant. Those two people are part of the cluster of COVID-19 cases, which the health unit said is linked to travelers who returned from Nigeria in late November. Cases associated with the cluster have been linked to several schools and childcare centers, as well as an outbreak at a church called God's Favorite House, the health unit said. So far, there have been at least 13 cases of the new Omicron variant confirmed in Ontario, provincial data show. The variant, believed to be more transmissible than others, was first identified in South Africa but has been detected in a number of other countries. On Sunday, health officials in Thunder Bay, Ont. said the variant was confirmed in four residents, and was anticipated to be confirmed in four more in the coming days. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit said all individuals affected are in the same household and have been isolating. The unit said there is a direct link to Southern Africa. Opposition politicians said the government needs to hold off on lifting any public health measures for the time being in light of the Omicron variant. It's really, really troubling, and if the government should have learned one thing, it's to try to get out ahead of these things instead of wait until the very last minute and then have to scramble to make a change or to do something to address whatever's happening with the virus, NDP leader Andrea Horwath said. It is very surprising that they are not signaling to Ontarians that we need to keep those certificates going for the foreseeable future. Ontario reported 887 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, pushing the seven-day average up to 940. The province also recorded three new deaths from the virus. People who are not fully vaccinated accounted for 397 of Monday's new cases, and make up 23.3% of Ontario's population, while 64 cases are in people whose vaccination status isn't known, Elliott said. The minister said 168 people are in intensive care units due to COVID-19, though not all hospitals report updated numbers on weekends. Meanwhile, Toronto health officials said breakthrough COVID-19 infections have occurred in 0.17% of fully vaccinated residents in the city, 3,936 cases in nearly 2.3 million Toronto residents 12 and older who were fully vaccinated at the time of the analysis. The city said its data show that people who are unvaccinated are two times more likely to become infected with COVID-19, five times more likely to become hospitalized, and 20 times more likely to be admitted to an intensive care unit than those who are fully vaccinated. Unvaccinated people are also four times more likely to die from COVID-19, compared with fully vaccinated people, it said. Provincial data show just over 90% of Ontarians 12 and older have received one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 87.3% have two. 21% of children 5 to 11 years old have received a dose of a pediatric COVID-19 vaccine, the health minister said. Paola Lorigio, The Canadian Press.